The stage is set for an electrifying encounter as Pakistan and India prepare to face off in a crucial Champions Trophy match in Dubai on Sunday, today. Due to India's refusal to play in Pakistan, the Green Shirts are compelled to host their home fixture at a neutral venue. Pakistan enters the high-pressure match following a 60-run defeat to New Zealand on Wednesday, which has raised concerns over both their batting and bowling performances. Adding to their troubles, Fakhar Zaman has been ruled out due to injury, paving the way for Imamul Haque to open alongside Babar Azam. The team must address its struggles with dot balls, while the bowlers face the challenge of restricting runs in the death overs. In the lead-up to the much-anticipated clash, Babar Azam skipped the optional practice session, while several bowlers opted to rest. Other players participated in light training under floodlights at Dubai Cricket Stadium, which included catching drills and a casual game of football. Pakistan's bowling attack struggled against New Zealand, particularly in the closing overs, allowing the Kiwis to post 320 runs. Shaheen Afridi, Nasim Shah, and Harris Rahu fell short of expectations, while spinner Abrar Ahmed managed to contain runs but secured only one wicket. Changes in Pakistan's bowling lineup against India appear unlikely, with Kushdil Shah and Salman Ali Aga expected to provide part-time spin support. On the batting front, Saud Shakil failed to impress, placing additional responsibility on Mohammad Rizwan and Salman Ali Aga. Kushdil Shah, despite his bowling struggles, contributed 69 runs in the first match, proving his worth in the lower order. Pakistan played 162 dot balls against New Zealand, an issue they must rectify to post a competitive total. Head coach Aqib Javed acknowledged the pressure of an India-Pakistan clash, stating that even without a crowd, the intensity remains high. Players have an opportunity to make a name for themselves in such high-stake matches, he said, urging the team to focus on their game rather than external factors. He dismissed concerns that India's early arrival in Dubai would provide them an advantage, stressing that Pakistani players are also well acquainted with the conditions. India, on the other hand, enters the contest with confidence after securing a 6-wicket victory over Bangladesh. Vice-captain Shubman Gill, in outstanding form, recently smashed a century against Bangladesh, while Rohit Sharma has also regained his touch. However, Virat Kohli has yet to rediscover his best form, though he has in the past performed well against Pakistan. India's batting lineup remains formidable, with Shreyas Iyer, Akshar Patel and KL Rahul providing depth. Their bowling attack is equally strong, with Mohammad Shami already making a statement by taking 5 wickets in the previous match. Harshal Patel and Hardik Pandya will lead the pace attack, while India also boasts a variety of spin options.